More with Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As always today, I am joined by the world's greatest photographer, Richard Avery.
Thank you.
And today I have brought in a very close friend of mine. His name is Pasha, and we're going to be talking about breakfast today. Pasha, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. My name is Pasha, and I see more pretty much every week. We do have this weekly gig we call breakfast. It's pretty much more trying to tell me everything that's going on in his life and eat in between. And we go to different places and we goof around and have fun.
Well, let me start off with how this happened to be. We used to be a lot more party people back in the day, and we'd drink vodka. That was
could see you two guys out like, oh, we're going to go pick up on the ladies tonight. Yeah, baby.
Yes, that was
two wild and crazy guys.
No, we would sit in the apartment and his wife would sit there and laugh at us. And we'd get plastered. So, you know, life moves on. We get busy. We do have, you know, I call myself a real career. He has a real career. We don't have as much time to hang out. So I decided, I'm going to claim it, I decided that maybe we should do a weekly breakfast on Sundays where we could get together and be able to talk about, and it's mostly me. I like to talk a lot, hence why I'm doing this show. It is all about me. So we could talk about what's going on in the week, be able to keep in touch, keep caught up, you know, and be able to keep the friendship going. So we started going out to breakfast places. He actually introduced me to this little app called Yelp. I'd never really Yelp.
It's not really a little app.
Okay, I don't use these things. So he was the first person that actually said, let's try and find a place based off Yelp. And we've been to how many places, do you think?
Oh, I think like a couple of dozen places.
No, through the valley. We've done...
All in the valley?
Yeah, we stick pretty much to the valley.
Sometimes we, when we were visiting farmers market in Hollywood, we would try to find a place around there, but mostly in the valley.
Because I was thinking, there's some places I can think of here in Hollywood you should try.
Well, it's something that's always been close. So we've had our favorites, we've had some hits, we've had some misses. Yelp's helped us out. Yelp has, you know, thrown us into places that have lines that are very long. But I find it to be something that has become kind of a hobby for us now. We're not as adventurous. We kind of stick to the same places that we'd like. But we've talked a number of times about what I believe it consists of breakfast and what he does. He has a different idea. Okay, how about you tell us what you think breakfast is?
It's a meal. It doesn't mean eggs. It doesn't mean coffee. It doesn't mean a toast or a pancake. It's a meal. It's the first meal in your day. If you wake up at 4 p.m., that's the first thing you have. And it can be a burger, it can be a barbecue, or something else.
Now, I know Vietnam, pho is a breakfast food. We all have it for lunch, dinner, whatever. It's breakfast food there. In Russia, what's considered a breakfast food, or is there none?
I guess it depends on your household and the way you were raised. I was raised without any set breakfast rules. So I was eating whatever was on the table.
So whatever was available is what you'd have for breakfast.
Yes, and almost never eggs. It was almost never about the eggs.
It's different. Different cultures have different breakfasts.
Totally. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, I grew up in a trailer park. I always love to say that. I grew up with the Saturday morning big bowl of cereal, off-brand, generic, came out of the bag. You know, cereal. Sat in front of cartoons. That was my babysitter on Saturday mornings. Every so often, there'd be the special. Mom would get up and make pancakes with, you know, huckleberries in it and something like that. But in general, I was always born and raised with breakfast was eggs, bacon, pancakes, something along those lines, or cereal. So when we started going out, I always wanted to go to breakfast places. And he'd throw out, well, why don't we go to this place? Oh, I want to have a hamburger today. I'm like, no, we have bacon, eggs, hash browns, pancakes. And I'm very set in my ways and things like that.
But instead of having breakfast, it sounds like you weren't having brunch.
But it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
He managed the restaurant we go to. We go to a place called Eat that's on Magnolia in North Hollywood. One of my definite favorite places, the one we go to the most.
Magnolia and where?
Just past Lancashire, just east of Lancashire. And so we go in there. He managed to convince them to do up the grill and make him a burger. And, you know, I was impressed by that. But we've had, what do you think our worst breakfast was that we've gone out to?
Oh, I remember, I can't remember the name of the place. Somehow it erased from my memory. I'm blocking the kind of memories. Don't go there. It was somewhere in Venice or Panorama City, that way.
Oh, it's a bad area.
I think this is how we discovered the rule of thumb. The farther from Ventura Boulevard, the worse the breakfast is.
That makes perfect sense. So I like that.
So after that, we tried to go to all places on Ventura.
Makes sense.
Pretty good.
Right in that area. And I mean,
what's the worst place? What's the worst meal? Let's put the worst meal then.
I would go with, I think, the Mexican place. We tried a Mexican breakfast, and it was an utter fail. It was bad. You know, huevos, rancheros, or whatever. It didn't go well.
What's the best one?
So far, so good. I guess Eat.
Yeah, I think Eat is. And I'm very set in my ways of what I eat. And so on Eat, they have a thing on their menu called the 222. So it's, you know, it's two things of egg, two bacon, French toast, things like that. And that's what I always get in coffee. And I'm very much of, if a restaurant can't cook bacon well, and we've been to a place that, you know, Pasha was like, oh, we have to go to this place, that I could literally crumble the bacon in my hand. I'm like, this is shit. I'm never eating here again. If they can't make my eggs over easy, if it's over medium, if it's sunny side up, they failed. If they can't do those two things, I don't want to go back.
So do you like your bacon hard or soft?
No, I like it mid-range.
Okay.
Okay. So Pasha has something that he eats at every restaurant.
Which
Pasha
is?
Yes. I usually order egg Benedict.
I was waiting for this. I wanted to. It's all about the eggs Benedict, and that's how I judge every restaurant, every hotel I've ever been in. If it's on the menu, that's what I order, and then I say it tells me if the place is good or not. And exactly. It's like, if you like eggs Benedict, go to Kate Madalini's in Beverly Hills. They have good eggs
Benedict. I've never been there for breakfast, but we should venture to this side of the hill. We've stuck to the valley because it's close. But
also, Lulu's makes a good eggs Benedict, and also King's Road makes a good eggs Benedict. But that's how I love eggs Benedict. I used to go to Jerry's and get eggs Benedict and a chocolate milkshake.
Like, see, for religion. Me, Jerry's has always been out of. We've never done breakfast at Jerry's, but it's so insanely expensive.
Yeah,
Dupar's insanely expensive. It's classic. I think our top three have probably been Eat. A place called Nat's Early Bite.
Don't know.
That's done very well. And that was the first time that we had used Yelp for something.
Yes. And we learned how Yelp changes businesses. And because it seemed like it was not so packed before the Yelp.
Right.
Then it got exposed, it got popular, and it started impossible to get into.
Right.
You go there and you're waiting in line for 40 minutes.
I won't do that.
Exactly. For breakfast.
I won't wait any longer than 5 minutes. I don't care where I go.
And then it also seems, especially we do it on Sunday, so there's always a wait. So that's why we started going earlier. But when you go to a place that gets suddenly that busy, they're trying to turn over tables because they don't want people. So the food has always been good. It's always been solid. It's classic.
That's why, like, you go to these restaurants. Like, as soon as a place gets popular, I go find something else.
Sure.
It's like I immediately run. But, like, Lulu's is always packed on Sundays. And that's why I go to Kate's, because there's a Kate's in the Valley, too, isn't there?
I think there is out in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
I think there is one out there.
You try that. They're really good. And I always say they're in Beverly Hills, they're not that popular, like where there's a line.
Yeah. I think Woodland Hills is probably the one I first started going out there was Bobby's.
Yes.
Which is classic diner. You go in and it's the same people who have been going in there 30 years. And again, it goes back to my bacon, eggs, hash browns, toast.
Did you ever go to the Daily Grill? For breakfast?
I've not done Daily Grill for breakfast. We haven't made it up there. I know there's one in Studio City that we could probably go to. But again, we've done a couple dozen. We've done all the IHOPs. We've done the Denny's. We've done, you know, the small ones. We've done the big ones. And so, but for me, I look at it as they call it the most important meal of the day. And again, I like to talk about myself and I like to, you know, talk. But I think it's a way to keep our communication going as a friendship.
There's a lot of people that do that for years. I mean, Mel Brooks was known for that. And Larry King's known for that, he does breakfast with his friends. Every Sunday they get together.
I think like it's a 50 good years. Way to go. Yeah.
My question, so what's the best Eggs Benedict then that you've had?
Eat is very good.
Yeah.
Another really good Eggs Benedict that I had was on Maui, but it was pretty far out of our range.
He was cheating on me.
No, it's funny. I had good Eggs Benedict in Honolulu with a friend.
There we go.
Now, see, I haven't really done
the
Eggs Benedict.
Do you like Eggs Benedict?
I mean, I enjoy it well
enough.
How do you not? It's not really my style. Again, Really?
Yeah.
We're not friends anymore? Is this what it
is? It's over.
Fine, I'll go eat some eggs Benedict. Bow down to the almighty Richard Avery. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that I don't really like that, but I like what I like, and I like being able to go and experiment it at other places, and I don't go very far off that, and it's something that I enjoy doing.
Okay. I have another dumb question, because there are always dumb questions. So, do you go there? I mean, I know you're going there because your friends are going to hang out, you're going to catch up on life, but how important is the meal to this get-together? Like, is the meal, is it 50-50, the conversation's important, but is the when you're trying new places, like, do you go there like, all right, we're going to, like, really try this new place, let's see what they got? And
it's a setting. Yeah. It's more of an environment. It's like your favorite old chair.
Yeah.
You sit, oh, it feels right.
Yeah.
And you get comfortable. The conversation starts flowing.
Now, he's a lot pickier about when we go to places. One downfall to eat, and if they're listening, this is what you should change, is the music's a little too loud outside. The wind blows. I mean, we're very picky when it comes. I don't like sitting outside, and you know, this is what we do, and it's just something. Honestly, it's something fun. Could we do this for lunch? Sure. Could we do it for dinner? Why not?
Yeah.
But it's breakfast, and it's something that I think, you know, I encourage more people to do. If you're not able to hang out with your friends, you should go out and, you know.
No, I think it's a great idea to create a very social thing. And people don't do it as much as they used to, but. There was a time when I used to do things like this too with friends that you did regular get-togethers. Nowadays, people don't do that. Now you just text and tweet. And
exactly, and you know,
soon you'll be going like, "Hey, how's your eggs Benedict?" And you'll be like, "Hey, I don't know, how's your eggs?"
It's amazing. It's amazing.
We don't have to meet. You stay home. I'll stay home.
Exactly. And every so often, the wife and the girlfriend and the, you know, they invade on this, and he's more accepting of it. I'm not. It's like, no, you girls go off and do your thing. We're, you know, this is man time.
Are you, Fred Flintstone?
I am, in fact, Fred Flintstone. I should have lived in the 50s. I have nothing. So, anyhow, Pasha, I really appreciate you coming out, talking about, you know, breakfast. It's what we have going on now. We have other things in our lives, but breakfast is what we do the most.
Breakfast is important.
It is the most important meal of the day. So I appreciate you coming out. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where I post all sorts of fun pics from sets that I work on. Thanks for listening, and see you guys next week.